Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. And we are so excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us, and we are looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, and feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Man, let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, oh God. We humble ourselves before you, Lord, and we ask for mercy. Oh, my God, we call on you tonight. We ask you to stop by for just a little while because we need a touch from you, Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord God, right now by our side. We need strength and we need power. We're asking you, Lord, to please forgive all of our shortcomings and our sins, our faults, oh Lord. Be merciful unto us and clean us up, Lord Jesus. Sanctify us on the inside and on the outside. Oh, my God, make us all over. For you are the potter and we are the clay. We are in your hands, oh Lord. Form us, oh God. Shape us. Mold us and make us, Lord, into the vessel that you are pleased with in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, my God, we call on you to stop by, Lord, and bless us tonight during this broadcast on everyone who is tuned in tonight. Let a special blessing come upon them, Lord. Move in a mighty way, oh God. Look on those who are on the prayer list, Lord. One by one and name by name. Bless abundantly, Lord Jesus, with everything that is needed. Oh, my God, we are praying tonight for the bereaved families, Lord, asking you to please comfort and console them in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember the bereaved Darius family and the bereaved Davis family. We know you're able, Lord God. Be close to them, Lord Jesus, and look on the family members, Lord, one by one and name by name. Uphold those families and the other bereaved families, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you will comfort and console them in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, that you will send your word tonight and let your word have free course. Let your word reach those souls, Lord, that are bound up, the souls that are lost. Oh, my God, let your word reach them tonight, my God, and let your word break up their hearts to the point where they want to give up their world and turn away from everything that you're not pleased with. Oh, Lord, save dying souls everywhere. Let this word go forth as never before, my God. Oh, Lord, move all around the globe. Oh, my God, all around the universe. Move by your power, Lord. Let your glory be revealed and let your powers be manifest in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe you tonight, and we are taking you at your word. We are praying for healing and for restoration. We are praying, oh God, for the backslider tonight. Help them, Lord, to return unto you. We are praying, God, for those who are locked up, those who are incarcerated. We are praying for them, Lord God, that you will have mercy upon them and save their souls in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying for the youth. Oh, Lord, be merciful. And save the youth. Oh, God, be merciful and deliver their souls, Lord. Preserve their lives, oh, Lord. Don't let the enemy destroy them or turn their minds away from you. But, my God, put it in their hearts, put it in their minds to serve you all the days of their lives. We know you are able, Lord God. Have mercy tonight. Please, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God, look on the church at large.
Lord, one by one and name by name, every member in particular, from the least to the greatest, you know all things, Lord, and you know how to work things out. We are asking you to bless congregation, bless our leaders, Lord. Teach them how to lead your people. Give them visions and revelations, Lord.
Yes.
Lord God, work it out right now. Yes. Only you can fix it, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Only you can make it all right in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are looking to you, and we are depending on you, Lord. We need you to lead and guide us. Lord, direct our path, but we don't know what to do. Except you show us. We don't know where to go except you lead us. Lord, we don't know how to do your will except you teach us. Oh, Lord God, teach us your ways and how to walk in your statutes. Order our steps, oh, my God, and keep us in your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe in you and we're taking you at your word tonight. We believe we have these petitions that we're bringing before you, God. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for just listening to our prayers. We thank you, God, for hearing our call, Lord. We thank you for sending your healing virtue. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance tonight, Jesus. We thank you for strength and power, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the wondrous works and the blessings and miracles that you wrought for us, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Oh, God, we magnify you and we lift you up. Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Amen. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through evangelist. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, the opening scripture is taken from the 119th number of Psalm. I'm sorry. The 119th number of Psalm is starting with the 41st verse. It's the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 41, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, it will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up into thy holy, into thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the words unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts." Take out through another word, the 119th number of Psalm, the 41st throughout the 56 verses. And just want to go over some announcements. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and that access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com
facebook.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. And to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission on Sundays at 12 o'clock p.m. for Sunday afternoon service, and Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m. for Wednesday night prayer, you can go to 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, and that zip code is 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list and add to our prayer list. We want to pray for Dee Dee Joe Hansen, for the Darius family, the Marie Darius family, and the bereaved Davis family. We want to consider that the bereaved Darius family, Sister Roberta Darius passed away, and Evangelist Davis passed away from True Holiness Temple. And we want to continue to pray for India West, for Sharia West, for DeMarcus West, Angelina Talata, Austin, Grace, Harriet, Nettie McNair and the bereaved McNair family, Sister Maria McBride, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sheree Freeman, Jonathan West, Larry Benson, Montrell Miller, Kenny Jackson, Jones, and all of the bereaved families and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to ask if our own evangelist, Cynthia Edmond, would favor us with a selection. God bless you, evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm praying, I want you to help me. Oh, while I'm praying, I need you to help me. Oh, help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Please, Lord, I need you to help me. Oh, please, Lord, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Help me. Help me, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, I need your help. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord. Oh, help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank God for that selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And we definitely need the Lord to help us, especially in the times that we're living in right now, with
Amen.
All the troubles that are, with all the things that are happening. We need to cry out to the Lord. We need him to help us. Because, Lord knows, we cannot make it without the Lord. So when we get in trouble, we need to learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. Because he will not fail. He won't let us down. And he knows just what to do. Hallelujah. We can turn everything over to the Lord. And he will help in the time of need. Amen. Yes. Because the Bible lets us know that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord knows he is Lord to help us, especially now. I don't know about you, but I've been asking the Lord to help me to pray more. Help me to do more for him and walk up right before him. I need the Lord to help me because I want to be ready when the Lord calls my name. I want to be ready, praise the Lord, not getting ready, but I want to be prepared. And I encourage everyone to be prepared for the coming of the Lord. We need him to help us to get ready because the enemy is always trying to block our path. He's always trying to put things in the way. He's trying to set us back. He's trying to discourage us. He's trying to stop us. But, God, we need you to help us. Glory be to God. And the Lord will send help in the time of need. God is sending help so many times. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. It makes me think about how Peter got out on the water. He began to walk on the water when the Lord told him to come. And the Lord did bid him to come. And Peter took the step of faith, got out on the water, and began to walk. But because of the tempest of the water, the trouble that he began to see, he took his mind off the Lord. He took his focus off the Lord. And the enemy is always trying to distract us and trying to cause us to lose our focus. But the Lord was right there when Peter cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And the Lord lifted him up. So we might find ourselves in a sea of trouble. But by the grace of God, all we have to do is just call upon the name of the Lord. And he will help us. I deserve me a praise God. And I just want to encourage everyone to just trust in the Lord. Call on the Lord for help. Don't try to do it yourself. You can't do it alone. You need the Lord to help you. Praise God. And so let's get ready for the word of God on tonight. Let's turn our hearts and our minds toward hearing from the Lord. Open your heart and receive the word of God. And at this time, without further ado, we're going to present to you the speaker on tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybell Edmond. Amen. God bless. And let us pray for her that the Lord will bless her and strengthen her and that he will speak through her and give her the strength she needs to deliver this message on tonight. Yes. Amen. Pray with her and for her. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for this broadcast. Thank the Lord for everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for how you spared our lives. We thank you for how you've given us another chance to do your will and speak your word. Help us to do your will. Oh, my God, we pray that you will blot out of transgressions. Forgive us of everything that is not like you. Help us, O Lord, to serve you and to live for you in the beauty of holiness. Help us to do your will, O Lord. Help us to live according to thy word. In the name of Jesus, in your word, let some soul be blessed. And we will give thy name the praise and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the word of God. It's a very familiar passage of scripture in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and verse 6. And it reads, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. My title tonight, We Serve a Merciful God. And the theme, cast your care upon him. Cast it upon the Lord. Sometimes we cast it upon one another, our friends, loved ones, and our coworkers, and the people that we're familiar with. We'll share these situations with them. But there comes a time when you just have to cast that burden upon the Lord. That care that you are carrying, cast it on the Lord. Because one thing about it, the friends, the loved ones, coworkers, whoever they may not be able to help you. But if you cast it on the Lord, he is able to take you through. He's able to fix every situation that's going on in your life. Now, we are living in terrible times, perilous times, which is dangerous times. There's so much going on in the world today. We are dealing with so many different situations rising up in our lives, rising up on the jobs, rising up in the homes, in the places of worship, all around us. But one thing about it, we have to learn to trust in the Lord and let the Lord work everything out, because sometimes we ourselves try to fix situations. We try to work them out ourselves, and we are unproductive. We don't get anywhere with it. Glory to God. But once we turn it over to the Lord and wait on the Lord, because he is a merciful God and he knows how to deliver the godly. And we just give it to Jesus, cast our care upon him. He will work things out for us. Glory to God. We know God is able today, and we are leaning and depending on him. We know that he will not fail us. He will not cause us to fall by the wayside, but he will hold us in the hollow of his hand, and no man is able to pluck us out of his hand. I just thank God today for his mercy. Let us go to this scripture, praise the Lord, in the book of 1 Peter, and I believe we'll begin reading with verse 6, and it reads, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Bear with me here. Glory to God. Be
sober.
Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may be thou, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So what we have to do is continue to look to the Lord, glory to God, and resist the devil. Be steadfast in resisting him and hold on to that faith, because God knows what we're going through. He knows what we are dealing with. He knows how to work it out for us. Glory to God, as I was stating, sometimes we try to work it out ourselves. We try to get our loved ones involved in helping us to work it out. But sometimes everything gets messed up when we try to bring others into our situation to fix our problems. But nobody but the Lord can uphold you with his right hand. He can take us through.
And if we just humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due time, he'll lift us up. We can cast all our care upon him, for he careth for us. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what happened in your life. God cares about you. He is concerned about your situation. He understands what you are going through. Jesus himself, he wept, glory to God, when Lazarus died and Jesus went down to the grave. Glory to God, he knelt down and he wept, glory to God, because he felt that care. He had that concern, and he still has that same concern today for the people of God. We can take God at his word. We can trust in him, knowing that God is on our side. And if we pray and ask God and ask him for anything, he said, I will do it. He can lift that burden. He will have mercy on you. He will fix that situation that's going on in your life. I don't care how bad it may seem. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it. But God knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. Glory to God. He said in his word in James the 5th chapter and verse 11, behold, we count them happy which endure, those who endure their tests and trials. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. God is a merciful God. He has a tender heart. He's looking down on his people. He's seeing the burdens that we carry. He's seeing what we are going through. He's seeing how we are being tried. He's seeing how we are going without. He's seeing how that we need help. Glory to God. He's right there to deliver us. The Lord is pitiful and of a tender mercy. That's one thing about God. He will have mercy on you. Your friends and loved ones, those on your job, they might not have no mercy on you, but God will. He will have mercy on you, just as he had mercy on that Samaritan. Glory to God. God made a way that that Samaritan could be taken care of. Glory to God. God had mercy on him when he was laying out there. Hallelujah. He was suffering.
Yeah.
He was sick. And God had mercy. Glory to God. And God will have mercy on us. The people of God, the ones that are trusting in him and taking him at his word. The Bible says in Psalm 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory to God, I'd rather dwell in the house of God than to throw in the towel and go back into the world. I'll take my chances with the Lord God Almighty. I choose to suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
It's only
for a season. The devil thinks he's doing something, but it's only for a little while. Glory to God. And it's going to all be over. And Jesus is going to come and the way. And if you don't know Jesus, you won't be able to go back with him. The time is running out. there's not much time left, we can see the signs of the coming of Christ. Glory to God. Now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. It's just a little while to stay here, just a little while to labor, and after a while, it will all be over. No more suffering, no more crying, no more dying, no more heartache. Glory to God. We'll be able to be caught up to meet the Lord. There's a crown of righteousness awaiting the people of God. Hallelujah. Some of you may have seen the beautiful crown that the Queen Elizabeth had on her head. But glory to God, I don't believe they compare to that crown that the Lord had awaiting for his people, those who love his name, those who love his appearing. Glory to God. That's the crown I want. I want the crown of life, life everlasting. This life down here is just but for a while. The things which are seen down here, they are temporal. But the things which are not seen, they are eternal in the heavens. That's what I want. I want that eternal life, that everlasting life. That's why I'm willing to cast my care upon the Lord. I'm willing to let the Lord have mercy on me. Glory to God. Because I want to be saved in the end. I don't want my life living to be in vain, but I want it to count with the Lord. Glory to God. I just thank God for his word. I don't have much more, but God is a merciful God. So cast your care upon him, because he cares for you. You may be going through right now. You may be being tried right now. Tests coming your way. Situations arising in your life. And the devil trying to get you to get upset, discouraged, and turn you around. But don't do it. Don't do it. Because God cares about you. He's concerned about your health. He's concerned about your life. He's concerned about your welfare. He wants us to be in good health. Glory to God. And he wants us, kind of God we serve. The enemy, he doesn't want you to prosper. He don't care about you. He laughs and grin in your face and make out as if he's on your side. But the devil himself is not on your side. The devil is the prince of the air down here. Glory to God. And he's trying to suck in and pull in everybody. Glory to God, everybody he can get. But praise God, I intend to continue to hold fast to sound words. Glory to God. Because the word of God is going to stand when everything else go down. The word of God is going to yet be standing. And that mercy that God has, his mercy is everlasting. Fear his name. Glory to God. So we don't have to worry because we fear him. And God promised us everlasting mercy. Praise the Lord. I know there's some out there that's going through it, and the devil is trying you. But you can turn it over to Jesus tonight. Let him fix it for you. Let him have his way in your life. Give your life to the Lord. If you don't know him, give your life to him. Time is winding out. It's running out. You don't have much more time. God has given us time and allotment, a chance
to get everything right and set in order. And we got to take advantage of it, because if we don't, when that day comes that God calls you in, it will be no time to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
You must be ready. Nobody can change your appointment. A lot of times we change our doctor's appointment. We change this and that appointment. But that's one appointment we cannot change. We have to look to the Lord, hallelujah, and accept his mercy right now, because we don't know when he's going to call us in. We must be ready. Cast your care upon the Lord. That burden that you've been carrying, cast it on the Lord. And he said, he shall sustain thee. As we turn our hearts and minds to prayer, we're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia if she would lead us into this prayer. We know that prayer changes things. Those of you who have been bereaved of your loved ones, glory to God, we know that prayer changes. Give that burden to the Lord and let him comfort you at this time in your life. Glory to God. As we ask Evangelist Cynthia to come forth and pray the prayer of faith. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to the name of our Son, Jesus, thanking you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy and your love.
Thank you.
Oh, my Father, thank you for your word tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, my God, help us to be ready, my God.
Help.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know we have a short time, Lord. Help us to get it right, God.
Help us.
Too late, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move in our lives, Lord. Move in our homes, my God. In the name of Jesus, help us to cast our care upon you, Lord, knowing that you care for us, my God. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, I know you're able, God. Have your way in our lives, Lord. Use your divine glory, my God. In the name of Jesus, move in our families, Lord. Save the unsaved, my God. Deliver the bound, Lord. Set the captive free, my God. Heal the sick, Lord. Raise up the sick, my God. The bed bound, Lord. Raise them up, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I know you're able, my God. Bind that dragon, Lord. He seeks to hinder, Lord. Trying to stop us from doing thy will, my God. In the name of Jesus. Don't want nobody to be saved, God. But I know you're able, God. Cast them into the pits of hell, Lord. Where he belong, God. Make them take his hands off of the blessed Lord. Make them take his hands off of us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Look for the speaker of the hour, Lord. Touch right now, God. You know all about it, Lord. Fix it right now, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come to me about it, Lord. I know you're able, God. Lay on the water right now, Lord. While we're praying, my God, do it in your name, Lord. You know you can ask anything. In thy name, my God. Say, Lord, you said
thank
I was
you,
my Lord. We're
thank
asking
you,
Lord. Your name tonight, Lord. We're asking you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name,
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Of Jesus. Oh, my God, we believe you right now, Lord.
We believe you right now.
Done, my God. In the
yes,
name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Go behind the prison wall, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus,
touch
our heart right now, Lord. Touch our heart right now, my God. Turn our heart unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift the burden tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the bereaved families, God. Touch right now, Lord.
Touch right
now. The soreness, God. In the name of Jesus, that aching heart, my God. Soothe it tonight, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, reach down and touch them, Lord. While we're praying, my God,
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Let them know that you care for them, my God. Yes. You'll sing our love, God, in the name of Jesus. Go into the homes, Lord. Move right now, Lord.
Move
that home that's all discombobulated.
Yes.
Home, God. Fix it right now, Lord. Work it out, my God. In the name of Jesus. Fill with the Holy Ghost, Lord. The Holy Ghost, my God. Set it on down, Lord. Set it on down, my God. Let your spirit prevail, Lord. Let it wash, my God. Let it cleanse, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Search our hearts, my God. Everything that's not like you, God. Oh, my God, reach down in it, God. Pull it out by the root, my God. In the name of Jesus. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. We
thank
you, thanks, my God. We thank you for your blessing, Lord.
Cast our cares on him. And she's so right when she was
talking about, you know, sometimes we cast our cares on others, our loved ones, and in the field that I'm in, people, they pay money to cast their care on somebody who has to turn around and then cast their care and your care on somebody else. And, you know, sometimes it does feel good to vent. It feels good to share with somebody. But the difference is not only can God listen, but God can understand, and he loves you, and he can do something about it immediately. You know, we tell our friends and our family members these things, and they tell you, you know, well, yeah, it's between us, and, you know, I'll keep this between us. I won't tell anybody else, and then the next thing you know, it's out there.
Yeah.
And, but if you tell God about it, he'll keep it to it. And like I said, I'm the field that I'm in is therapy, and they tell you in the beginning, everything you say is confidential. I won't talk about this outside of this therapy session, except if you say certain things. But with God, no matter what you say, he's not going to rat you out. He's not going to say, you know, I got to report you and, you know, do things like that. But you can tell him everything. And you don't have to hold anything back. You don't have to be afraid that it's going to be said again, or, you know, he's going to look at you differently. Because people are people. You tell me something, I might judge you for what you tell me because I'm human.
Yeah,
but God's not like that. God is not like that. He sees you because the blood of Jesus covers us, and that's what he sees when he looks at you. But when I look at you, you know, you're a person who say, oh, you know, that was a horrible thing, a terrible thing you did.
Yeah.
But, you know, God's not like that, and you don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be ashamed when you talk to him. I enjoy the Word of God. It's very encouraging, very uplifting, and also enjoy that prayer coming through Evangelist at the end of the song as well. And the remarks coming through Evangelist Hameen, and I just want to say to Evangelist Mabel, keep on preaching the Word of God.
Thank the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful Word of God on this evening. God keeps letting us know that he cares for us.
Amen.
He cares about us. Amen. Yes. We can tell him all of our problems. Amen. We can tell him everything that's going on with us, and we don't have to worry about him telling nobody but his Father. Amen. He's our advocate. Amen.
Yes.
He'll go to his Father and let his Father know they're going through down there. Oh, Father, won't you help them out? Amen. And he'll come to our rescue. I just thank God for his Word tonight. All we have to do is just humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God, and he will in due season exalt us. Amen. I just thank God for the Word of God. I'm encouraged through the Word, and I want to encourage you. Amen. To take the Word of God and apply it unto your heart, live by it, and you will be saved. Amen. Then it's may continue to preach the Word of God.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Any other clergy on the line? Praise the Lord. If not, Sister Rhoda on?
Yes. I really want to thank the Lord for this beautiful word. The Lord has reminded us to cast our burdens to him, to trust in him. Because the Bible says, cast the man who trusts another man. Let us just focus on our Lord. He's able. Now the devil is really pushing us to try to drift us away from the Lord, because he knows that his day is coming. Jesus is coming very, very soon. Let us work. Push on. Push on. Look upon Jesus. He's able. Sometimes as human beings, we pass through so many difficult trials, we don't know what to do. No human being can help us. It's only Jesus. Let us work for eternity. Eternity is very, very important, brothers and sisters. I remember one time, the Lord spoke to me. I was passed through a hard situation. I said, now what do I do, God? Then God told me, work for eternity. So it means all these things in the earth, they are just going to pass away. Let us just focus on Jesus, trust in him. He's able to lift us up, and we go to him.
Yeah.
God bless you so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks, the Lord.
And praise the Lord. Thank God for all the remarks, and thank the Lord for those remarks coming from Sister Rhoda. And, you know, just like she said, cursed is the man that trusted in man. You better put your trust in the Lord. He's the only one who can work things out. Praise God. So I thank God once again for all things. And now we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of these remarks coming through our doctors. and Sister Rhoda. We thank the Lord for Dr. Sheila Hameen, Dr. Khadija Hameen, Dr. Evangelist Prophetess Cynthia Edmond, and Sister Rhoda. And I believe my dad is back there in the background.
Yes,
I am.
Talk. Say something.
No, okay.
Say this, okay.
Thank the Lord. I'm glad to hear my dad's voice back there in the background.
Yeah, I'm taking everything.
You're welcome. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. God is working. He's moving. And we are happy about what he is doing. Thank God for Sister Rhoda, who is the caretaker for my dad. And she's doing a beautiful job. And I give God the glory because she's been working, working. And I am so grateful for her. She's faithful. And you know, that's what God is requiring.
Yeah.
He's requiring faithfulness, a faithful minister, a faithful soldier. Glory to God. I thank God for that.
Yeah.
She's been there about a year now, and she has not missed a day. Not missed a day in coming all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, to Herndon, Virginia. No, that's the Lord. I know it's the Lord doing. I tell you, I believe God is going to richly reward her because she takes her work serious for her. I thank God for what he is doing, for the word of God on tonight, for the prayers coming to Yan Tamin and Evangelist Cynthia, and for the song after song. I enjoyed this broadcast myself on tonight. And you know, the Lord said in his word in Exodus 33:19, he said, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy. So God, he can shew mercy on whoever he wants, and he'll be gracious to whomever he wants. So we can be encouraged today through the word of God. I encourage my fellow ministers in the Lord to continue to do the work of the Lord. And I want to say that the call-in number now for the Gospel Truth broadcast, I'm going to give you the new numbers to call in. This may be your first time that you've been on this broadcast since we've been on this station. Praise the Lord. The new call-in number is 206-451-6096. And then you dial the 945-218-0218 pound. And then the access number is 5847-681 pound. That is the new numbers for the Gospel Truth broadcast. Once again, I'm going to give it to you again. Once again, that number is 206-451-6096. And then dial in 945-218-0218. And the access code 5847-681 pound. Thank the Lord. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast, and this brings the broadcast to an end. We'd like for you to tune in again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. And also we want to remember to continue to pray for the bereaved families, the bereaved Darius family, and the bereaved Davis family. And we pray a special prayer for Dee Dee Johansson. And God knows all about it. And I believe he's going to work everything out. So if that be all, brings the broadcast to a close. God bless you. and good night.
Amen. God bless you too.
God bless you.
God bless.
Good night. God bless. God bless.